This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love to reread books, and recently I picked up a wonderful book that I'd read before, and I ended up reading quite a bit of it again without really intending to. The book, Julia Child's memoir, My Life in France. Julia Child was an American chef and author, and she's credited with creating an enormous wave of interest in French cuisine with her 1961 cookbook, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. In her memoir, she describes her first move to France when her husband was transferred there, how she fell in love with France and French food, and how she became utterly absorbed in learning about French cooking and in cookbook writing. I must confess that I have very little interest in the ruling passion of Julia Child's life. Food has never been very interesting to me. I love certain foods, of course, but I like very plain food best, diner food. I don't get much of a kick from visiting new restaurants or from eating a wonderfully cooked meal. Some people love exploring farmers markets or learning about food's origins or cooking. Not me. One of the sad aspects of a happiness project for me was to be Gretchen and to admit to myself that this area of experience, so vibrant for so many people, leaves me cold. Even so, I love this book. It doesn't matter that I don't care about cooking or food. Julia Child's enthusiasm, her love of her subject, and the zest with which she tackled even the drudgery involved, her respect for the masters in her field, and her curiosity constantly to learn more swept me along. Enthusiasm is a terrific quality. The more I think about happiness, the more I value enthusiasm. It can seem cooler and smarter to be ironic, detached, or critical, and it's certainly much easier and safer to adopt that sort of stance. But enthusiasm is more fun. Enthusiasm is generous, positive, energetic, and social. It's outward-turning and engaged. It's unselfconscious, warm-hearted, and kind of goofy, like Julia Child. Julia Child's love for French cooking was so contagious that even today, more than 50 years after she wrote her first cookbook, we still feel her influence. I feel her influence, even though I never cook and almost never eat French food. I'm not sure whether I agree with Ralph Waldo Emerson, who wrote, "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." But enthusiasm certainly helps. Sometimes, even when we can't persuade people to take an interest in the things we love, we can sweep them along with our enthusiasm. What a passionate life Julia Child led, and what a marvelous flavor she left behind. I'll post a link to the book, My Life in France, in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.